Penguin Audio presents Treasure of Khan by Clive Cussler and Dirk Cussler, read by Richard Ferrone. The Emperor's Tempest, August 10th, 1281 AD, Hakata Bay, Japan. Eric Taimor peered into the darkness and tilted his head toward the side rail of the ship. He cursed under his breath. Reliant on a Korean ship and crew and an army of Chinese foot soldiers with which to do battle was like having his hands tied behind his back. Land a division of Mongol cavalry, he knew, and the island nation of Japan would be subdued in a week. But wishing would not make it so. The invasion had started off on a shaky footing, and if he was superstitious, he might even think there was a curse on them. When Kublai, Emperor of China and Khan of Khans of the Mongol Empire, had requested tribute from Japan and been rebuffed, it was only natural to send an invasion fleet to subdue their insolence. But the invasion fleet sent in 1274 was much too small. Before a secure beachhead could be established, a severe gale battered the Mongol fleet, decimating the warships as they stood out at sea. Now, 7 years later, the same mistake would not be made. Kublai Khan called for a massive invasion force combining elements of the Korean Eastern Fleet with the main battle group from China, the south of the Yangtze Fleet. Over 150,000 Chinese and Mongol soldiers would converge on the southern Japanese island of Kyushu to overrun the ragtag warlords defending the country. But the invasion force had yet to be consolidated. The Eastern Fleet sailing from Korea had arrived first. Pining for glory, they tried landing forces north of Hakata Bay, but quickly ground down. In the face of a spirited Japanese...